KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, everyone. I am so glad that you are with us today. It's Tuesday. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and our topic today is life coaching. You know, life coaching has been for years now the go-to assistance for many people, high achievers, leaders, entrepreneurs, teachers, couples, families, people like me and you. It helps us to discuss sometimes and maybe reset our life goals because we're in a new season, we're in new circumstances. So whether you want to develop a new skill or you want to discover some innovative new ways to accomplish your goals, coaching may be the answer for you. And here to help us sort it all out and really help us understand the purposes of life coaching is a local area life coach, Zen Fiskin. I invite you all to stay with us, enjoy the conversation, so relax. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Wake up.
It's not a dream. Boating dreams become real at Mark's Marine's Parade of Boats. Welcome aboard over 60 new boats for the family from Lund, Hughescraft, Weldcraft, Thunderjet, Godfrey, and Avalon. Join the parade. The best in fishing and family boating. Visit the pros now at Mark's Marine. Free parking, free admission, and appointments available. Show hours Monday through Saturday, 9 till 7, Sunday, 10 to 5. Mark's Marine, 3 miles north of Hayden Highway 95, where boating dreams come true.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonner's Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonner's Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Hey, Bi-Mart members, check your mail this week for Bi-Mart's exciting new savings book, mailed straight to you. There's 16 pages packed full of great savings for our loyal members, from food and pantry supplies, clothes and electronics, kitchen essentials, bedding, paint, and more. Bi-Mart's latest savings book has all the great deals you've come to expect all in one convenient book. These savings are going until February 14th. Stop in and save today. Bi-Mart, employee-owned, real value, every day.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. And before we jump into our topic, life coaching today, I want to let you know that the Sandpoint boys and girls head to Post Falls for a matchup with the Trojans. Join Chris Chapburn right here for the call tonight, starting with the girls about 5:30 and the boys to follow here on North Idaho's Radio and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com. All right, so we have got Zen Fiskin here in the studio. She is a life coach. coach, and she has a resume that's a mile long. So we're going to try to get to the highlights. I want to introduce her to you. Zen is a certified clinical hypnotherapist. She is a master practitioner of the programming that you probably recognize from the name Tony Robbins. She's a master coach. She's a professional speaker, and she's done that for many, many years. She has a long career as a coach, a mentor. She's worked with hundreds of people from all walks of life. And here's an interesting thing. First of all, she says that her secret weapon is laughter. We want to figure that out. And she also says that she works with her clients' unconscious as well as their conscious. Now, that scares me a little bit, but we're going to get into it. She's been here in Sandpoint for 14 years. She's a volunteer and known around town and a member of the Rotary. So no further ado, let's say hello and welcome to Zen Fiskin. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm excited about is that we all need from time to time some kind of a neutral person to ask us good questions and mm-hmm. help us think things straight. And that's what I think life coaching is about. Is that true?
It is true. You know, there's a pointed distinction between counseling and therapy and coaching. Mm-hmm. So the metaphor that I use is like you're driving your car. And when you're going to a therapist, traditionally, you're looking in your rearview mirror. You're looking at your past. You're looking at where you've been in the hopes that when you gain some awareness and understanding of where you've been, you can more clearly set your path for where you're going. Coaching is about looking through the windshield and glancing at the rearview mirror upon occasion when you need a frame of reference or when you need to learn. For me, the past, the biggest gift of the past is what we can learn from it. And that's why people cycle through old emotions. If they haven't learned what it is they needed to get from a given experience, it keeps coming around. And the emotions come up, and it comes around for you to finally learn what you got to learn. And so with coaching, I help people focus on where they are right now and where they're going, rather than a focus on the past.
Well, I have a question for your rear view mirror.
Okay.
And that's going to be, when, how did you get into life coaching?
I got in really early. I had started out as a photographer, a freelance photographer at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion.
And you know, I saw that online. I don't know if I can go there or not. I'm joking.
And wrote about it, actually, in a book. I started out doing that, and then with a partner, I started and ran an ad agency in San Francisco for 10 years. It was so stressful that I wound up in the hospital with emergency surgery and just decided to take a year off. And when I came back, I didn't want to go back to advertising. I didn't want to do what almost killed me. And so a friend of mine told me about this new profession, and it was called coaching. And I could use my hypnotherapy, my marketing skills, my people skills to help people get more out of their lives than what they were. And at the time, it was so new. The only training available in the country were 3 weekends called Be, Do, Have. And if you think now, the people making the biggest money in coaching are often the ones doing training for coaches. So I loved it. I loved the idea. And in 1992, I hung out my shingle and started speaking at trade organizations to bring in clients.
Did you, like a lot of therapists or counselors or life coaches, did you go through the life coaching with a life coach to help you identify, you know, how you would fit into this and it really was your avenue? Or did you just know right off the bat?
I knew right off the bat. And there were no coaches.
Oh, okay.
Right? There were like maybe 10 people in my class. And so it was really, I was really a pioneer. I mean, people would ask me what I do, and I said, I'm a coach. And they'd go, where's your whistle?
And your clipboard.
And my lanyard.
So, all right, let's, you say that laughter is your secret weapon, and I can kind of halfway understand that. I mean, it puts people at ease. It's like there's a commonality of humor and laughter that we all share, and we see the funny sides of life a lot of times, and it helps us not focus on the difficulties, or it helps us deal with the difficulties. So how does laughter work for you and your clients?
It's absolutely key. You know, if you think about when we get stuck, we get really serious and we cycle around and around and around a given problem. Well, I've discovered that when I can get someone to laugh about it, they can't play it again the same way. It hits the unconscious mind as well as the conscious mind. Would you like to hear an example?
Sure.
Okay. So I had, I was referred a client. And he was an extraordinarily successful attorney in Los Angeles. And he was a partner of this big law firm. He just won the biggest case of his career. And he still felt lousy. And he couldn't understand why. So I brought him in and we got him relaxed and he told me his story. And so I put him in a very light trance, just sitting there with his eyes closed, relaxed. And it turns out that there was a voice in his head that always criticized him whenever he'd had a win. And the voice said, "That's not good enough." So no matter what this guy did, he was never able to silence that voice. He was never good enough. He had a great family. He had a wonderful life. And he never felt good enough. So I had him figure out where the voice came from, whose voice was it, what was the tonality, was his dad's voice. And his dad only wanted him to succeed. That was his dad's intention coming from him. And so what I did was I had him take that voice from behind him. I have people find the location of the voice, and it's almost always behind people. It's like someone behind you going, "You're not good enough." And so I had him take that voice, put it into his right big toe. And then I played some I sang some circus music. And then I had him have the voice take a shot of helium. So the voice was now like this instead of like this. And so that's not good enough. And it got him to laugh. And as soon as he could laugh, the spell was broken. And he called me back 3 weeks later going, "I don't know what you did, but it worked."
So, okay, he put that voice in his big toe and he was able to laugh about
well, we had
it.
To...
That sounds a lot more like therapy, though I guess you said at the beginning that sometimes you have to look back and deal with that when it just keeps coming up and coming up, even though you're trying to move forward into the future. Is that a good way to look at it?
Well, remember what I said was that the emotions can keep circling around until
right.
we learn the lesson.
Right.
So he wasn't even, see, where the voice is unconscious. Over 95% of what goes on in our brains is beneath our conscious level of awareness. That runs the show. But as soon as you bring it into your conscious awareness, you're at choice and you can learn about it.
How many people are comfortable? I'm just a little bit, I have to tell you, I'm a little bit surprised about the hypnotherapy, you know, putting him into a light trance. I did not expect that in life coaching. So is that unique to you, or is that what, if you go to like other life coaches, there are some here in Sandpoint and of course all over, do they all kind of have that technique that they implement?
I don't know what other folks are doing. I know I'm not the only one mm-hmm. to do it. What I do know is that when I work with a client, I want them to create lasting change, right? There are many coaches that are simply about accountability. You know, give me your goals, tell me what you're going to do this week, and then we're going to check in next week and see how much you accomplished. I don't think that affects deep change. See, when you understand that 95% of your brain is working on an unconscious level, and that's where all of our beliefs, our attitudes, our values, our programming lives, I found if it were a tug of war with a rope, and you had 95% of the strength coming on one end of the rope, and you had 5%, which is your conscious mind, doing its very best to win the contest, right? It's like, I'm not a big fan of affirmations without emotion. I'm beautiful and rich. I'm beautiful and rich. Unconscious isn't going to buy it. So I don't put
If you're not beautiful and rich, but that's but that's another story.
And that's often what people do with affirmations, right? They try to convince themselves that that they are something they're not. So why I work with the unconscious mind is that's where real change is. When you can get the unconscious mind and the conscious mind on the same wavelength with the same agenda, they'll work together. So there's 100% of you looking to create that change rather than just the 5% of your conscious mind.
So that brings up a question that I've got then, and let me see if how to say this. So the guy that your example, his father, had obviously been harshly critical, maybe his mom, maybe a teacher, who knows, who made him feel inadequate, and he carried that forward. So what are the other common ways, if I can say it that way, that people hold themselves back? I mean, this is a voice from the past. What are some other ways or other experiences that people get stuck with?
Well, I think probably the most common theme is people not feeling worthy, not feeling worthy of a fabulous relationship, not feeling worthy of living the life of their dreams or having the business or career that they've always craved. And that would probably be, and it shows up in so many ways. And just to go a little deeper with regards to the guy, his father didn't make him feel that way. He interpreted it that way. It might have been something his dad said once that just stuck in very deeply, and he just decided he was going to play that for the rest of his life on an unconscious level. And the trance part, when you drive and you miss your turn off on the freeway, you're in a trance. When you're doing a hobby and 3 hours has gone by and you're not even aware of it, you're in a trance.
So that's good. Can be good.
Can be fabulous.
You're like in the zone.
Yes. You're in the zone.
You're
in
that
trance
place, and you like it. It's comfortable. You're doing something that really feeds you and nourishes you.
It isn't like being on stage and being forced to quack like a duck and bark like a dog.
Okay, good. Because I do not want to do that.
I promise I will not be trancing you out today.
I don't know. I was feeling it there for a minute, but I resisted. So I think that we've kind of, I do want to ask, what is it then that motivates? I mean, they're kind of halfway where they're stuck. They can't, is it as simple as I can't quit smoking, I can't lose weight, or I can't establish, joy in my marriage, or I can't even get married? I mean, it could be any of those things and more. The common reasons they come to a life coach and they say, you know, I think I want to deal with some of this stuff.
Well, if you go to the heart of it, there are two primary motivational strategies that people have. They either go towards what they want. There's something big and beautiful out in front of them, and they can't wait to get there. Or they're going away from what they don't want. There's something big and ugly chasing them. You know, and so that's the distinction I make between being inspired to do something. That's when something is pulling you towards it. It's so wonderful. You can't wait to get there.
You know, that makes me think of, I'm not really sure where I read this, but recently when I was thinking about life coaching and doing a little research, it was saying one of the questions that you might be asked is, what do you want more of in your life? What do you want less of in your life? You're trying to really identify, and that sounds like what you just said. What a great way to think about things.
Yeah, so the more of is being inspired to do something.
Exactly.
Wanting less of is being motivated. You know, I had the domain name motivational speaker for about 12 years until I realized I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm an inspirational speaker. Mm-hmm. I want to create something big and beautiful, rather than have people try to escape something that's chasing them.
And maybe instead of saying you're going to create it, which is that they would discover it, that the your client would find that thing in them that they have wanted or they want more of, and they see it is or they recognize it.
Well, sometimes that's what people get to. You know, I ask specifically non-specific questions. So I get them to think specifically, but the questions themselves, if you analyze it, I haven't put anything in their brains. But other times, I'm also a mentor, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't all have to come from them. They can draw upon my many years of experience, and we'll brainstorm together. You know, like, okay, well, what do you love? You know, what do you get up in the morning and go, I can't wait to do this
thing?
You
know, that's what I said on the intro, that having a neutral person, not somebody who's all in your court or not, mm-hmm. but and who can ask really, really good questions, because that's what, you know, a couple of good questions for me really pushes me on my little road. We are up against a break. We're going to take it right now. We have so much more to talk about with Zen Fiskin, so you guys stay right there.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. I'm sure you've heard someone say, a man is only as good as his word, meaning his character is reflected by his honesty and his faithfulness to his own word. This could also be said of God, that God is only as good as his own word, because God is always faithful and true. He never lies, and he never denies himself. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 states, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Many in our day have decided that what God has said in the Bible is no longer true, that they can no longer trust what he has to say. But may I say that God will never change his word to suit mankind. He will never deny himself because we've refused to believe that he told the truth. Perhaps you'd like to contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746, or you can find us online at bfbaptist.com.
When you've been in a car accident, one of the first things you'll do is make a call to your insurance company.
I've recently been in a car accident, and I need to start a claim to get my vehicle repaired.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is everything okay?
Yes, thank you, but my car is totaled.
Well, we have a number of preferred shops in your area that can take care of that for you.
Oh, that's okay. I've already decided to take my vehicle to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry. They said they will handle all the paperwork and get my vehicle in and repaired as soon as possible.
Oh, well, I see here they're not one of our direct repair shops, and we can't guarantee the work that they do.
Well, actually, any guarantee on the vehicle will come directly from the shop that does the repairs. And North Idaho Collision Repair Center offers a written lifetime warranty on anything they do. They use original manufactured parts and will restore my vehicle to pre-accident condition. I'm taking my car to North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision Repair Center reminding you it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We're playing! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, welcome back in, folks. Our guest today is Zen Fiskin. She is defining what life coaching is all about, using techniques and strategies to rediscover our strengths, our priorities, and our general sense of well-being, and maybe some new directions in life. One of the questions I have that I think is interesting for people, and you've touched on it a little bit, but how has life coaching changed over the years?
Oh my goodness. you know, coaching is now a viable profession, right? I mean, I'm seeing 23-year-olds doing coaching. And there's every niche you could imagine. So life coaching is this huge umbrella, because then under that umbrella, they're like health and wellness coaches. And then there could be athletic coaches and relationship coaches. And so it's changed dramatically because there are a ton more people doing coaching. It's so interesting. If you talk to most people about what they really want to do, almost everyone I've talked to and listened to and all the trainings that I go to, they want to help other people. So being a coach is like a dream. So life coaching was, there used to be business coaching and then life coaching. Well, I've done both because I've never met anyone who had a business that didn't have a life, right? And life gets in the way. But now there's every niche imaginable. So I think that's one of the big differences, that you know, you can have left-handed coaches.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we are a social animal, and I think we're an animal that likes to share the things that we know. The people, I mean, there are very few really flat-out secretive people where they, I don't know, they burrow down and they don't want to share. Almost everybody, and this is my experience at the Speak Up table, I can't think of people that say no to me. When I invite them to come on, whether they're health or an author or whatever they're doing, like Maker's Long Acres, the gourmet pork farm in Sagal, they want to share. They want to tell. They want people to know. And it's a very giving thing, I think, for most people. So that makes sense to me. You know, when we were on this break, Zen, you brought up to go back to the unconscious mind, that mm-hmm. you had some more thoughts there. So let's do that now.
Well, it's really important that people people so often feel that they're failures because they, like, think of New Year's resolutions, right? By about January 15th, there's not even a resemblance of whatever that was. When you look to make a change with just your conscious mind, it's like if there were a spring-loaded light switch. And as long as you're there holding that switch in place and you're aware of what that given behavior is you want to switch, you can have control over it. But the moment you step away from that light switch, it bounces back to its default position. And if you haven't done something to realign what's going on the inside, in this case, the spring, chances are change doesn't stick in the same way or the same kind of dramatic change that people enjoy making in their lives.
You know, it's interesting to me. I'm going to introduce a whole new layer. And listeners, this is just Barbara. This is my personal approach. This is not Zen's. But what you were just saying is, because I'm a believer and I believe in the power of God, I learned a long time ago within the biblical framework that I cannot change myself in a really meaningful way, that I need the direction and the power and the inspiration, if you will, of God to point me in the right direction and to help me achieve that which is valuable to achieve. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hearing that in the life coaching. It just doesn't have that faith element going on to it, but it's a very similar truth that I'm hearing you say. That we really, we often, in my case, we need help to make these deep, dramatic, permanent changes. It's hard to do it on your own. Go ahead.
I could be the best brain surgeon in the world, and the last person to perform brain surgery on myself would be me. You know, I sometimes call it the vampire syndrome, right? That I can see so clearly into other people, but sometimes when I look in the mirror, I can't see a thing.
Right.
So sometimes we need someone to reflect back to us and to have additional insight and perspective, and hopefully a lot of heart and soul.
Yeah. It's called in denial, I think, sometimes. We just kind of don't get it for ourselves.
Well, actually, to be in denial, you have to recognize it and know what it is.
Right? We're in denial of something. So I want to talk about the costs a little bit so people can understand, first of all, if our life, is life coaching covered by most insurance policies, health insurance?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I mean, I've never done insurance myself.
Okay. You know, I know counseling is, there's, but I'm not sure how they define that. I'll have to figure that out, but I should have done that.
Well, you know, I couldn't ever use the word counseling in regards to what I do. When I was in Rotary, I say I coached a young woman from Brazil last year.
Because counseling is a degree thing or a certification thing?
And okay. Psychotherapists own that word.
Okay.
Right? Just like pharmaceutical companies own certain words that you can't use. I cannot call myself a therapist, a counselor, anything in that realm.
Gotcha. And that's probably why insurance doesn't come into play for you in any way, shape, or form. Well, then what does it cost to sit down for, you know, a session, an hour, you know, say you want to have four sessions or something? What is it going to cost, more or less?
For me. Okay.
For you or for anyone? Just kind of average maybe for the industry.
The industry goes anywhere from free to Tony Robbins, who might charge $1 million for a couple of sessions, right? So where on that scale do you fit? I know that I'm basically charging what I charged in 1992, which is around $100-$150 a session. Usually I look to have people commit for a six-month time period because it takes a while for real change to get installed, get put in place.
So for your practice, it would be like every week for 6 months or once a month for 6 months, just an idea of the
mostly
flow.
Mostly weekly, you know, because when people are creating change in their life, we can slip off the rails, especially in the beginning before it starts to become a habit. You know, the stages of learning, we've got unconscious incompetence. You don't know what you don't know. You've got conscious incompetence. I recognize what I don't know. Then you have conscious competence. Think of driving for the first time. I sit down, I put my key in, I adjust the mirror. You have to go through all the individual steps. And then you have unconscious competence. And that's you're driving along, you passed your exit, but you're driving perfectly competently. You just don't think about it consciously.
You know, I'm pretty irritated that I have to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How has COVID changed either in, do you Zoom with your clients? Do you meet face-to-face? You know, how has it changed what you do?
Over the summer, it was fine. I would, it was great. I love the beach, and so I'd meet my clients at the beach. I had a couple of sessions with a couple of clients indoors before COVID really started gaining momentum, and I hadn't seen a client for a while who called me up for a session this week, and we were going to meet at our regular meeting place, and I just went, no, can't do that. And so I set up a Zoom instead.
Okay. And so pretty much that's the way you're meeting your clients?
You bet.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I hope that changes because there, I mean, I am so privileged and happy that I'm sitting here face to face with you, even though we are 6 feet apart, everybody, and we have not hugged and kissed. So, you know, it's all good.
Not yet.
Not yet. But it's wonderful to look at a person and see their smile and see their eyes and see it real time, real life.
And we've just met.
I know. Exactly.
What a treat.
It's wonderful. So let me see. Well, I want to go to one thing, and this is a pretty big topic. We'll probably have to carry it over after the next break, but you only have a few clients now. You really have transitioned your into a new business, and tell our audience about that.
Well, when I lived in the city for years, and how I would bring in clients would be I would go out and do speaking engagements. I'd book myself and get requests to do speaking engagements, and I'd be in front of the room, and I would offer enough value that people would want to spend more time with me. And that's not terribly practical in a small town. I've been semi-retired since the time I've been here. And what I've found is I really want to make a difference. You know, I want to change a lot of lives, not just a few lives. And so I've found another business, a direct marketing business, where it's an incredible technology that 30-plus patents, just mind-blowing. People get their lives back from every health challenge you could imagine, every health challenge. And so what I love about the coaching is that I'm bringing in people who are either coaches or have a desire to coach to work with me to then teach the people that they bring into the business how to be coaches. And it is so exciting to be able to touch the lives of a whole lot more people than ever I could with one-on-one coaching.
Are you doing that in Sandpoint, or do you like go to Coeur d'Alene and
I don't have to go anywhere. I mean, let's talk. Life is online these days.
Yes.
And so it's an online business. If people want to do it old style and meet people face to face, that's fine. But with social media,
yes.
And you know, I've got 4,500 Facebook friends. I've got a great audience of people. You know, I've been on there for a decade. A great audience of people to reach out. And the people that I bring in, and I'm very discriminating of who I, you know, I used to ask all my clients when they had a career shift, who do you want to play with, right? It's the people you want to play with that is the most important factor to me. Because if you're doing something and you're not enjoying the people that you're doing it with, that's no fun. And so I'm bringing people in and then coaching them on doing exactly what I'm doing, which is reaching out to other friends on Facebook that they think they might really enjoy getting to know better.
You know, such good information. We are up against a break. We're going to take that break right now, and we'll be back.
Hey, everybody. It's Lenny here from 7B TV, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, as well as the comfort of local installation, local customer support, and someone who knows your name, then let us help you switch to Dish today. Contact 7B TV, your local Dish authorized premier retailer, to cut the cord once and for all. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional and thoughtful care. Drop by 7B TV today to discover Dish TV. Call 208-263-7288, visit us at 105 South 3rd Avenue in Sandpoint, or on the web at 7btv.com. We are 7BTV, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally trusted satellite TV experts. Call for details, 208-263-7288.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Join the Bonner General Health Foundation for the 13th annual HeartBall virtual event on Saturday, February 6th from the comfort of your home. Our ever-popular dessert auction will be open on February 1st for online bids. The lucky winners will have dessert delivered to your home on event day. Support your hometown hospital by attending the virtual event and help us raise funds for the emergency department remodel. Visit bonnergeneral.org or the Bonner General Health Facebook event for more details.
Watching the big game? You're gonna need a big bowl and lots of stuff to put in it, like all the super big bowl snacks you'll find on sale at Yolk's. Get your snack game on starting Wednesday and continue saving and snacking through Tuesday following the big game.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Everybody, welcome back in. Zen Fiskin is our guest. We're talking about life coaching. If you've missed any part of this program, you can access an archived recording at northidahoradio.com. It's easy to find, easy to navigate, and so I invite you there to listen to the full show. I also want to remind you that the Sandpoint Boys and Girls head to Post Falls for a matchup with the Trojans. You want to join Chris Chatburn for the call tonight, starting with the girls about 5:30, and the boys follow here on North Idaho's radio and online at northidahoradio.com. All right, Zen Fiskin is our guest. We're talking about life coaching. We're learning a lot about this that, you know, I didn't know, and I'm thinking maybe you guys are getting some good stuff too. So, Zen, it seems that you have focused a lot of your work over the years with entrepreneurs. So let's address some of the issues that they have, what they bring to the table, and what are some of the issues that they need help with.
Great. You know, there are more entrepreneurs every day now that everything's online and jobs are disappearing. So entrepreneurs are a curious breed. You know, the definition of an entrepreneur that I heard of many moons ago was someone who's willing to work 12 hours a day to avoid working 8 hours a day for someone else.
Exactly. I get it.
I've never had a 9-to-5 job. I've never worked full-time for someone else. I've always had to create my own thing, from my photography gig at the Playboy Mansion to the ad agency, and I've had other side businesses along the way. Entrepreneurs are very often working alone, you know, solopreneurs. And working by yourself is really a challenge. You know, like for myself, I do some things really, really well. And there are other things I don't do well at all. And yet I'm doing all of them. Right. So a coach for an entrepreneur is like that business partner that doesn't participate in the cash flow. Right. It's that, you know, I've had so much experience in businesses, and when do you grow and when do you hire someone? And what do you do when it's just you and you've got a client complaining? Like I had one gal from, I did a training for FedEx once. And this might help someone out there who's ever had a complaining customer on the line. So the gals I was training at FedEx were taught to, when someone, my package, business ruined, and they were taught, I'm sorry, sir. I'm really sorry it didn't work for you. Well, when you greet someone who's angry and you try to do that little high peacemaking voice, it will tick them off even more. So I help them understand that if they meet that person on the tonality and the intensity level a little below, I'm really sorry, sir. We really messed up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give this to my manager and you'll have your package by the morning. Yeah. Right. So training people how to deal with difficult situations that they might not understand themselves.
I think I heard a presentation by Tony Robbins a long time ago that talked about mirroring. And if the person you're talking to is coming on all soft and a little bit, you know, not sure, then you come on soft and just a little bit not sure. Do not take the bull by the horns. Well, let me tell you then what to do since you don't know. You know, you got to mirror, 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 and then just kind of, you know, move things your way.
And so when you mirror
what
them.
Good advice in every situation, marriage,
yes,
workplace, friends. I mean, just try to mirror people where they are. It works.
And one of the things you can do when you mirror them, because once again, it's speaking to their unconscious minds. Mm-hmm. People aren't aware that you're mirroring them.
Right.
Right. You know, I was doing a speaking gig once at a trade show, and there was a man with a very distinct East Indian accent. And he spoke like this. He had a very high voice. And when I answered his question, because I was talking about mirroring, when I answered his question just in the tonality and the accent that he gave me, the audience laughed, but he was totally puzzled. He didn't hear any difference in what I was doing,
because
it's what he's used to hearing.
As long as it's not like too much of a joke where you're really just
it's
subtle
respectful.
About it. Yeah, exactly.
And what you do is then you can lead them, right? You were talking about if you're with someone who's really quiet, so you meet them down here.
Quiet down a little bit.
And then you can raise it up. Mm-hmm. Or if they're way up here, then you can take them down.
Yeah. You know, probably from my background, but one of the things I learned about goals and objectives, which I think is a part of the play here, is that the best goals and certainly the objectives need to be measurable. They need to be quantifiable. There
yes.
needs to be some kind of an end, not end of the story, but just, okay, the step has ended and now we're moving on to the next.
Benchmarks.
Is that true for what you do with like your entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. You know, some people work, the whole idea behind the way I do things is that we're all individuals and we're wired individually. So I don't have a certain process that I take everyone through. I meet them where they are. If there's someone who really responds well to having goals and benchmarks and dates and accountability and painful repercussions if they don't do what they want to do, I'll meet them there. If there's someone who's more of a freewheeling, free-thinking person who has a different way of doing it, I'll meet them there. So the idea is to meet my clients where they are rather than me impose something on them.
Yeah, it's good advice, like I said before, for any kind of relationship. I mean, we can use that skill in our own relationships and certainly benefit if we want to enter into a life coaching situation. What about, it seems to me that one of the issues that people have when they're stuck is that they don't know or they can't identify or they can't make that commitment to the first step. I mean, it could be this, it could be that, it could be this. And so they're stuck with their choices and they don't want to make the wrong choice.
We're all stuck with our choices.
Well, stuck with a multitude of steps.
Oh, you mean they've got too many options and don't know how to sort?
Two or three options. They just don't know what the first step is going to be to get them where they want to go.
Well, the first step is to make a choice of which one of those you're going to do.
Make up your mind on something.
On something, right? And you know, if you go to the Myers-Briggs, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's the most widely used for like the last 50-odd years.
Yeah, I had to take that to get into the Peace Corps. I don't know what they were looking for, but...
Did you have it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good.
I did. I was, yeah, totally.
So there's some people that make really fast decisions, and sometimes they're emotionally based, and they're not necessarily wise decisions, but they're fast.
But they're going to find out they're not wise, hopefully pretty quick. You know?
But they don't necessarily change their ways. And then there are others who are terrified and to make any decision, right? They're so far on the scale of indecisiveness that to make any decision, it might be the wrong one. There might be more information out there. So I'll help people through whatever decision-making process they have. And I'll push people. I'll nudge them. I'm not going to shove them. But people certainly need to be guided.
You know, speaking of decisions, I am really happy with the decision that I made today, and that was to invite Zen Fiskin to be my guest on the radio. Good stuff. Very interesting, very informative. How do people get in touch with you really quick?
ZenFiskin at Gmail. Z as in zebra, E N as in Nancy, F as in friend, I, the stuff skin on your body. At Gmail.
Okay, zenfiskin@gmail.com gets you to her. I want to thank you all for joining us today. I always love it when I know there are people out there listening. Next week's program is one that I have wanted to do for so long. It's all about our magnificent eagles, and hopefully we'll have time for some ospreys too, but it took me forever to find the person that I wanted to talk to about this. His name is Mike Turland, and he'll be here next week to help us. So until then, I want to thank you and say take care and be blessed.
Thanks.